If you look at it statewide, it had a an unusualness measure, if you will, of about once in every 15 to 20 years. So about every 15 to 20 years, you would expect a day to be that much below normal. And then by the time we get to this weekend on Saturday, many areas were 10, 15, even 20 degrees above normal. Klawock hit 75 degrees, which is the earliest 75 degree reading for any station in Alaska in any year. And it broke that record by 3 full days. Juneau had their first 70 degree day of the year, and it was their earliest on record by a week and a month sooner than normal. Record warm today in Anchorage, and just lots of sunny conditions, high pressure, and snow melting really rapidly.
That's quite a flip. How common or uncommon is it to whipsaw like that?
Well, as far as the flipping of the temperatures, everyone's probably heard of the jet stream. And when the jet stream dives really far south in one area, it has to compensate for that somewhere else. So it has to kind of shoot way up to the north somewhere else. And say on one given day, you might have an area that's way above normal, and then an area a few hundred miles or 1,000 miles away that's way below normal. And that's not that uncommon. What's less common is for a single location at our latitude to kind of go from the deep freeze to the sauna in such a short period of time. And especially at this time of the year with where there's still snow on the ground and the rivers are still frozen, it's much more noticeable than if a big flip occurs, say, in December or January.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you more about that. I mean, are there concerns from that whipsaw effect that people might want to look out for?
Well, from a weather and climate point of view, of course, the concern with melting snow would be flooding, overland flooding, where streams and rivers are still full of ice, and so the water has a hard time getting into the river channel, or storm drains might be frozen in the cities, and the water can't drain. Of course, there's also the concern about large amounts of fresh water pushing against ice and causing what we call a dynamic breakup. There's no indications of that yet, but that's something that historically has happened at times when we have early season warmth like this.
Well, I mean, we're talking, breakup coming and in some places already happening. So is this it? I mean, can we say winter's over and we're done with that?
Well, as far as breakup, in the cities, we think of breakup as the snow melt, and off the road network, breakup is the rivers breaking up. And so in the cities, we're well on our way to melting out the snow. Of course, the rivers really haven't, the ice hasn't broken in on any of the rivers yet. But as far as wintry conditions, snow and ice and freezing or much below freezing temperatures, you can pretty much stick a fork in winter. It's done.